All right, everyone. I know you guys have been waiting for it, and we're gonna bring it to you. I'm gonna give you guys a lot of discipline over the next couple of days until we finish it. Let's go ahead and get started. I change my shoes in a hurry and go towards the classroom. Huh? Something feels strange in my shoe. I stop. There's something in my shoe. I take it off and look inside. There's something in there. What is it? I reach inside my shoe and take it out. I look at it and unconsciously yelp. It's an unopened condom. It's in a pink package, but I can tell by the shape and the color that it's a condom. What's this doing in my shoe? I panic. I look around to make sure no one else has seen it. First period hasn't started yet, so the corridors are crowded. It looks like no one's noticed the condom. It wouldn't be right to pull out a condom in a place like this. If a girl saw me do it, I'm sure rumors would start. But who would put this in my shoe? The first people that come to mind are the three from the dorm. I wouldn't put it past Miyagishi to do it just to be nasty. Or maybe it's a message from someone I don't know. No, that's too straightforward. Besides, how am I supposed to know who gave it to me if it doesn't say? The only other thing I can think of is that someone is trying to frame me. Oh, Hayami-kun! I'm startled at hearing my name called. I panic and stick the condom into my pocket. But what? I hide it in my pocket and turn around. In front of me are Momone and Yuri, the public morals committee who were at the school gates earlier. What are you doing here? And why are you so panicked? Nothing. Very suspicious. You're totally panicked. Stop making accusations. This is bad, very bad. If they find out what's in my pocket, it'll be very bad. If they were so horrible to the girl with the pierced ears, I can't imagine what they'd do about something so obvious as a condom. Didn't he just hide something in his pocket? Shudder. No, I didn't. You're hiding something, aren't you? Something you didn't want us to see. Are they psychic? How would they know? Suspicious. I can smell it. It's the public morals committee. We can't let it go. Momone, look inside his pockets. Sure thing. Wait a second. You looked in my pockets earlier. Well, if there's nothing in there, what difference does it make if we check? Yeah, you're right, but there is something in there. That's the problem. Momone comes up next to me and extends her hand towards my pocket. Hang on, you don't have to do it right here. I twist my body, trying to get away from that hand. Hey, calm down. You'll suffer if you resist. Yuri pulls a small stun gun out from her pocket and shows it to me. Why does she bring a stun gun to school? Are they allowed to carry something like that around just because they're the public morals committee? Go on, Momone. Search him real good. I'm positive he's hiding something. Got it. I give up trying to resist and let Momone do her thing. Russell, Russell, Russell. Momone grins as she slides her hand into my pocket. She's gonna find it. I'm sweating. I just wait for the moment. Huh, there's something in here. Oh, what is this? She grabs the thing in my pocket and checks out the shape and texture, smirking. Let me see that, Momone. Here you go. Momone takes her hand out of my pocket and hands it to Yuri. It's over. This is a condom. It is. It's a condom. They say it really loudly, so loud that people can hear. They look happy, not surprised. There's nothing I can do but sit there and bear it as girls walk by me and stare at me. I want to run away. Okay, Hayami-kun, why did you bring this thing to school? It's not like that. Let me explain. I didn't bring it. Someone put it in my shoe, so if you want to blame someone, find the person who put it in my shoe. Yuri and Momone look at me with suspicion. You believe me, don't you? Are you stupid? Do you really think we're going to believe a story like that? Yeah, there's no way that would fly, but it's true, so what more can I do? If they don't believe me, there's nothing more I can do. Please believe me. You checked my pockets just moments ago. I didn't have anything like this. A lot of time has passed since then. That's not proof. Why don't you just come clean? What were you planning to do with something like that? A balloon! A balloon! It stretches really well, so it makes a great water balloon. I guess that doesn't work either. No, I figured. Let's go to some place private where you can tell us in detail what you're planning on doing with this thing. That's a great idea. But class is about to start. This is more important than class. If you don't clear yourself, you'll have to be punished as well. But I'm telling you, I'm innocent. That's for us to decide. Now come with us. They grab my hands and hold me so I can't get away. Hang on for a second. Why are you doing this to me? I don't understand. They drag me off. Click. They drag me into a room called the Public Morals Committee meeting room. Why do I have to be dragged to a place like this? They finally let go of me. I complain to them. Well, that's obvious. It's a major offense to carry a condom. Against the rules? Where in this school are the rules followed? It's total anarchy here. Besides, how many times do I have to tell you that it's not mine? This guy is insulting us. What nerve! How dare he claim the Public Morals Committee is useless? No, that's not what I'm saying. They're cornering me. I'm starting to lose my confidence. If you insist that you're innocent, I'll have to investigate fully. You're a good sister. I gotta keep up. There's a spark in their eyes as they come towards me. Hey, why can't we just sit at the table and discuss this? That would take too long. The best way to find out the truth is to ask your body. That's right. Sister's questions always uncover the truth. That's not questioning, that's interrogation. What's the difference? I keep backing up as they come towards me. Pretty soon my back is up against the wall and I have nowhere to go. Give it up. What are you going to do? I'm sweating. I look at them with fear in my eyes. We're just going to investigate you as the Public Morals Committee. No need to be so nervous. Just relax and be honest. We really don't want to have to do this. That's a lie. Your faces are saying that you can't wait. Momone, give me that condom. Here you go. Momone pulls out the condom. She opens it up and pulls it out. What are you gonna do with that? I'm sure you know how this thing is used. So you should know then. You're going to put it on. What? I don't know what to say to that. I do not understand why this is necessary. What does this have to do with the investigation? Take his pants off. Wait a second. I try to grab my pants. No, if you resist, I will hit you with a stun gun and you won't be able to think about that. I reluctantly give up resisting. Now I'm gonna take your pants off. Snap, pull, slide, slide, slide. Momone whistles while she quickly pulls my pants down. There, done. I feel like I'm gonna die from embarrassment. My lower half is completely naked. Your thing is so cute, Hayami-kun. It's even better when it's harder. They're staring at my limp penis and laughing at it. We can't put a condom on that, so use your mouth to get it hard, Momone. What? I'd already figured it out, but I still can't believe what she just said. How is it that the Public Morals Committee even engages in things like this? Wait a second. Why is it necessary to put the condom on me? You brought it. If it fits you, then that will be a major discovery. Yuri answers my question like it's obvious. That's not proof. Condoms always fit perfectly. But some people don't fit in a normal size one. Maybe just a few people. Stop talking and get him erect. Yes, ma'am. Hang on a second, Momone. Hayami-kun can't get into it like that, so why don't you take your clothes off, too? That's a good idea. What does she have to take her clothes off? Momone agrees with what Yuri says and takes her clothes off. Yuri watches and slowly starts to unbutton her uniform, too. Ow. Momone is down to her underwear. She takes my penis into her mouth. I can feel the damp heat of inside of Momone's mouth. A jolt of electricity runs through my body. She sucks on my penis and uses her tongue to caress it. Suck, slurp. Ah, stop. It's too early in the morning for this. Ah, that's where you're wrong, Hayami. Morning is the best time for this. I try desperately to fight the feeling coming from my nether region. But no matter how hard I try, I can't. And my penis begins to grow larger in her mouth. You can't fight that feeling anymore. That looks like it feels good. I bet you're twitching inside of Momone's mouth. Yuri looks at my struggling eyes and smirks. The suction of her mouth gets stronger and she begins to move her head faster. The saliva in her mouth and the motion of her tongue has me beyond the state of a mere erection. I'm practically ready to come. Stop! Stop already! It's hard enough, so I feel like it's getting close and I warn them. But Yuri keeps smirking. She keeps watching me. She's enjoying this. I'm going to come! There's nothing I can do. The pleasure keeps mounting and mounting. I really am almost about to come. I can't even remember why I'm here. Waves of intense pleasure come over me. I have a strong urge to come. I twitch and my head goes blank. I'm going to come. Squirt. I shake as I come really hard inside of her mouth. The force in the amount caused semen to leak out of Momone's mouth. Comes out of her nose too, and in a matter of seconds her face is covered with semen. Gulp, gulp, gulp. Momone swallows the semen. It really didn't need a sound effect, did it? Squirt, squirt. Plop! Maybe she can't take it anymore. She suddenly spits... Really? It says maybe she can't take it anymore. She suddenly spits my penis out of her mouth. Hayami-kun, that's too much. I can't drink all that. But... I can't help... Ah! Squirt. My penis has been removed from her mouth, but it still continues to ejaculate. The white fluid splatters all over Momone's body. You're right, Momone. Look at how much he comes. I can understand why Miss Leona has her eye on him. Yuri watches me come with dreamy eyes. You want to savor it too, don't you? Go on, he's still coming. If he comes too much, we'll have trouble later. Hurry up and put the condom on him. You're so impatient. Momone obeys Yuri. She takes the condom and sticks the tip of it into her mouth. And she takes my penis in her mouth again. As my penis goes into her mouth, I can feel the condom enveloping my penis. She uses her tongue skillfully, and by the time I'm all the way in her mouth, the condom's on. Isn't that great? That's her special talent. I can't even do that in one attempt. Once again, I endure the heat of her mouth. My knees begin to shake. My penis is sensitive from just having cum. It's almost too much. Momone begins to move her head rigorously again with my penis in her mouth. Please stop. If you move again, I'll endure the mounting pleasure again. I can't resist. It's all I can do to stay standing. Even though there's a condom on, it's so intense, it feels like there's nothing on it. Hey, Momone, why are you giving him fellatio again? It's my turn! Yuri starts to get annoyed at Momone for not letting go of my penis. Momone massages my penis in a rapid rhythm, taking my penis all the way into her mouth. Hold on. It's so deep that the tip of my penis almost touches her throat. It's like I'm being swallowed up by her. Why are you getting so into it? Hey, there isn't gonna be anything left for me. I'm gonna come again. I can no longer endure deep throating. I scream. Hey, why so fast? Hang on a bit longer, it's your second time. But I can't help it. How long are you gonna do that? Get off of him! Yuri sharpens her tone and pulls Momone away from my penis. Slide. Shaplop! I'm going to come! Squirt, squirt, but it's too late. The stimulation of being pulled out of her mouth makes me twitch and come. With nowhere for it to go, the semen fills the condom instantly. Squirt, squirt. Oh, look! He came because you wouldn't stop. I'm sorry, I think he got too into it. I can't believe it. What a wasteful thing to do. I finally finished coming. The condom is filled and it looks like a balloon. It's your second time, but look how much came out. Look at how big it is. Momone pokes at the condom that's filled with my semen. She pops it off my pants. Penis. Pants and penis are two completely different words there, folks. What are you gonna do about this? Yuri looks pissed. She's glaring at Momone, who refuses to feel bad. Don't worry. Hayami-kun won't run out of steam yet. Of course not. If he goes limp before I'm done, I'll expel him. But that's not what I'm saying. Now we can't use that condom. Unlike you, I don't like doing it unprotected. I can't get pregnant at this age like you. Yeah, well, I learned my lesson. So I'm on the pill. Want one? That's not what this is about. Whatever. Do something about it. Don't get so mad. If you get mad, you're gonna get wrinkles. Don't worry. I anticipated this and prepared. She begins to rifle through the pockets of her uniform. Ta-da! She shows off what was inside the Yuri, and her hand is a stack of condoms. I brought some extra condoms along. Now that's my sister. She comes prepared. The two smile at each other and bond. Hey, wait a second. I scream at them. Why is it that it's against the rules for me, but it's okay for you? Huh? Because we're the Public Morals Committee. They pretty much define the morals, right? Yuri answers me like it's a given. That's not fair. Besides, those condoms are just like the one that was in my shoe. What, are you implying that I put it in there? How can I not suspect you? It's just a coincidence. Liar. He won't shut up. I guess I'll have to cover his mouth. She takes off her bra and shoves it in my mouth. Then we cover it with this. She covers my mouth with some really strong-looking tape. If you take it off, I'll stick your semen-filled condom in there. Yuri gives me a lethal glare. I don't doubt for a second that she would do it. I shake my head and obey. Now that Hayami-kun is quiet, let's recommence our investigation. What part of this is an investigation? I want to ask them, but my mouth is full. Hurry up, give me a new condom. Here you go. Momone puts the condom in her mouth and puts it on my penis. I feel pleasure as the condom is being slipped on my penis. This time, take him out of your mouth as soon as it's on. Go ahead, put it in. Now you get to finally come inside of me, Hayami-kun. Yuri looks at me provocatively. She takes off all of her clothes and spreads her pretty naked body on the table. The closer I look, the more she and Momone look alike. The lines of their bodies are exactly the same. It looks like Yuri's breasts are slightly larger, but other than different hairstyles, they look identical. Go on, you can put it in. I will give you a much more pleasurable experience than Momone did. Listen to what she's saying. There's no need to be shy. I moan, but it means nothing. I shake my head rigorously. Why is this happening to me? Classes have already started. Why do I have to be here doing this? You're so hard. Don't you want to put it in? If you can have sex with me and not come, I'll let it go. So let's have you prove your innocence with your body. It's fine if you don't want to. We'll just report this incident to the head mistress. Dirty, they framed me. But there's nothing I can do. In order to prove my innocence, I have to satisfy them. I groan weakly as a way of answering. It's decided then. I'll use my body to confirm whether you're innocent or not. Momone pushes me towards Yuri. She puts my erect thing in her opening. Go ahead. Don't be shy. Put it in. I gather my resolve and put my thing inside of her slowly. The instant I'm inside of her, my sensitive tip sends an incredible sensation to my brain. Despite having a condom on, it feels incredible. Shit, it feels too good. Even though I just came, I'm still in the danger zone. At this rate, I'm definitely gonna come before her. What's wrong? Don't just sit there. Move! I'm frozen. She orders me to move. Things aren't gonna get anywhere like this, so I slowly begin to move. Grind, grind. Every time I thrust my hips forward, a jolt of pleasure runs through my body. She is the owner of a wonderful piece of equipment. If I concentrate on my penis at all, I feel like I'll come in an instant. I don't think that coming twice is enough for me to endure this pleasure. What's wrong? You won't be able to satisfy me like that. Yuri's cheeks are red. She's trying to get me to give her more pleasure. But I'm already at my limit. If I move any more rigorously than this, it'll be suicide. But I hang on with all my might and speed up the motion of my hips. I use all the techniques I have and attack her sensitive spot. Yes. Like that. Her breathing gets rough. She moves her hips along with mine. I try to escape the pleasure. I think about something and my hips move rigorously. More. Harder. Make me come. Yes, yes, deeper. Come deeper inside of me. Yuri's getting into it. She's drooling and twitching. She's getting drunk with pleasure. At the same time, she becomes so wet it oozes out of her vagina and she squeezes my penis. Seeing her in pleasure, I'm so close to my limit, it's actually more painful than it is pleasurable. I want to come, but I hold on desperately as I continue to move my hips. If I lose focus for even a split second, I'll explode inside of her. You're doing good, Hayami-kun. Momone has been enjoying herself watching me. She cheers me on. Maybe I'll join you. Momone says mischievously and begins to dig in her bag for something. Oh, here it is. Great. She brings a penis-shaped object out of her bag. No way! Hayami-kun, you liked it in your butt, didn't you? Want to connect to me with this? Momone smiles and sticks the thing in her vagina. She attaches it to herself with a belt and She attaches it to herself with a belt, and it comes, and then comes back towards my backside. There's no end there, and it threw me off. I shake my head and beg her not to with my eyes. If she puts that in me, no matter how hard I try it on. No. If she puts that in me, no matter how hard I try to hold on, it will force me to come. I can just see it. Oh, no! I know, Hayami-kun, you're excited. You're so excited to have this in your butt, you can hardly stand it. No, I'm not Jack Murphy! Momone says dreamily and brings that thing closer to me. The more I squirm, the brighter her eyes get. When the tip gets right up to my opening, she smirks and thrusts her hips forward. Hiya! That grotesque thing comes inside of me. Instantly, an intense pleasure comes rushing into my brain. The incredible pleasure from the front and behind makes me want to pass out, but somehow I keep from coming. Wow, Hayami-kun's thing just got bigger inside of me. Ah, wow, this is amazing. Yuri shakes her head and welcomes this new pleasure. I try to twist my body to get the thing out of my butt, but the more I squirm, the deeper inside of me it gets. I'll help you move, Hayami-kun. Momone moves her hips and begins to thrust into my butt. Every time Momone thrusts into me, I thrust into Yuri's vagina. No matter how hard I try to resist, unless Momone stops my hips move forward, I'm in danger. I can't control the pleasure. It's double pleasure coming from in front and from behind. It's like I'm violating my sister through Hayami-kun. Yes. That's good. It's so good. No, I think I'm going to come. I'm going to come. They don't care that I'm hanging on with my life. They continue at their own pace. Sister is saying she's ready, so let's take it to the home stretch. Momone whispers in my ear and suddenly speeds up the movement of her heels. Yes, yes, more, more, more! For the rebel yell, she cried. Come on, Hayami-kun, just a little longer. Yes, I'm going to come, I'm going to come! Ah, harder, deeper! The three of us move our hips like we've gone mad. Each of us are going crazy with pleasure. The room filled with the sounds of our voices. I endure the rigorous attack. I feel myself approaching my limit. I howl and begin to shake my head. If we keep moving like this, I'll come any second. The line is just there. It would be one thing if there was only one of them, but I'm being attacked by two of them. Sister, I think Hayami-kun is at his limit. What should we do? Yes, don't stop. You can come, but just keep moving. Sister, you're so spoiled. So, anyway, you can come, Hayami-kun. You got a condom on. Momone says to me and begins to thrust at me to get me to come. Go on. You don't have to hold on. You can come. You'll feel better. Go ahead. Come anytime you want. Hold on. Like, we made it to a choice. Holy crap. So, what should I do? I don't know. Literally don't. It's been a while. Ah, I have the walkthrough still. Thank God. All right. So it says, hang on. But I'm not ready to give up yet. I hold on as best as I can. I try to focus on something other than my lower body. I try to escape from the pleasure, but it only serves to ease my mind. You're so stubborn if you hang on so hard, sister is gonna come first. You were so quick before. Momone moves her hips rigorously. She's getting irritated, wanting me to come. Oh, come on. Fine then. I'll use my secret technique. Momone turns the switch to the vibrator on. The thing in my butt starts to hum and vibrate. The new stimulus makes me shake and I pass out. And I'll add this in as a bonus. Momone takes her sister's stun gun and pushes it against my testicles. Ouch! Then she pushes the button. The three of us scream as the electric shock passes through all of our bodies. But unlike the two of them, even though it was only for a second, the place where I was shocked makes me lose what I had been holding on to instantly. I scream loudly and let out large amounts of semen inside of Yuri's vagina. It's coming out. I can tell there's a lot coming out. You finally came, Hayami-kun. Now you lose. So now you don't have to hold it anymore. You can feel good and come all you want. Squirt, squirt. Momone bangs her hips against me as I continue to come. I ejaculate to a rhythm. The movement makes me thrust against Yuri. The pleasure of the orgasm and the pleasure from behind are more like a destructive attack on my mind. Ah, yes, you're thrusting me as you come, yes. My movements are synchronized with Momonet's. I thrust into Yura's vagina like a piston even as I come. The stimulation doesn't let up. I come for so long I begin to wonder if it'll ever end. Are you still coming? If you come too much, it's gonna rip, Momonet says and tries to pull my penis out of her sister's vagina. Wait, just a little more. I'm going to come. Yuri has an intense look on her face and gets her to stop. She uses her hips to climb to her peak. I'm going to come. As Yuri comes, Momonet pulls my penis out of Yuri's vagina. She takes off the condom and is so full it's about to burst. I finally notice that the thing in my butt has been removed. Look at how much you came, it's about to burst. Momonet says like she's disgusted as she watches the semen ooze out of the condom. I watch as my penis still ejaculates weakly. The waves of pleasure start to subside as my body goes, and my body starts to go limp. It's hot, cover me with every last drop. I spray what is left in my urethra on her as requested, and fall into the wall. I'm finally free, but because my mouth is still stuffed, I feel like I'm about to suffocate. That felt good. Yuri is still enjoying the sensations in her body. She pants and sighs contentedly. I gesture widely to get Yuri to do something about the tape on my mouth. You can take that off now. The instant I hear that, my hand goes for my mouth. RIP! I finally get the tape off my mouth. I gulp in the fresh air. Come on, sister. Now that we've completed our task, let's get to class. You're right. We can't afford to be wasting time here. Yuri gets off the table. She wipes off her sweaty body with a tissue and puts her clothes back on. Momonet gets dressed as well. Why are you just sitting there, Hayami-kun? Why don't you hurry up and get dressed? I'm still leaning into the wall. Yuri scolds me. You can go now. Your verdict has been decided. And what would that be? I ask her fearfully. Well, since it was your first offense, we'll look the other way this time. Thank God, I guess there is still a little bit of goodness left in them. I'd like to say that, but I don't think so. Huh? You came before I did, and we have our monthly quota. We're tight this month, so you're guilty. Quota? I'm sorry, but we'll have to report this to the headmistress later. But hey! I'm sorry, but this is our job. Just think of it like you stepped in dog shit. That doesn't make sense. We're gonna leave now, so make sure you clean up before you leave. That was fun, Hayami-kun. See you. Momonet throws a kiss and slams the door behind her. This is a nightmare. I can't help but curse this misfortune that has fallen upon me. Those two framed me. They had enough proof. There was plenty to be suspicious of from the get-go. If only I'd realized this earlier. There's no point fretting over it now. I give up. I put my clothes back on and leave the room. Class has been in session for a while now. I bet Otakawa is pissed. I'm worried. I finally leave the room and head towards the classroom. Slide. I'm sorry I'm late. I open the door. It's the middle of class. I apologize and step into the classroom. Hayami-kun, what time do you think it is? The teacher sighs and looks at me in disgust. I'm sorry. I'll be more careful. Tsk, you have exams next week. You should be more serious. Thank you. Especially since you just transferred here. The thought of you getting a black mark keeps me up at night. She's so dramatic. Do you understand, Hayami-kun? Yes. Screech. I listen to Miss Matsuno's lecture and go to my seat. I sit down and breathe. I can't believe this happened to me in the beginning of the school day. I'm so unlucky. Where have you been all this time? Do you have any idea how much time has passed since I left you at the school gates? Odakawa glares at me as I'm catching my breath. She talks to me in a quiet voice. The Public Morals Committee detained me. What? But you were fine at the gate. After that, they made some accusations. I've been under investigation until now. You're so slimy. So, did you get everything you need? No problem. I have all four applications, including mine. Then we have nine members, including the three from the dorm. Now we just have to wait till lunchtime. I hope it's gonna be okay. Odakawa looks unsure. There's something that isn't sitting right with her. There's no point worrying about it right now. We just have to wait till lunch. Yeah, you're right, but... You know, I don't want to go with you. You can't back out now. You two, stop talking during class. I got a little excited and raised my voice a little and got caught by the teacher. It's you again, Hayami-kun. Some nerve you have coming in late and then talking during class. I'm sorry. Okay, then translate this passage. There's no way I can do it. I don't even have my book open. I stand up and start flipping through the book, trying to stall. Page 48, fifth line. Odakawa whispers to me. I'm grateful to Odakawa. I turn to the page and try to begin to translate. Nature calls me. I told him that I love to piss there. I answer with confidence. But I don't understand the passage at all. I wonder if it's about a freaky couple. You're very wrong. She's flabbergasted. Odakawa looks flabbergasted too. She won't look at me. The correct translation is, I need to go to the bathroom. I told him I wanted to urinate there. What kind of book are they reading? Come on, Hayami-kun, you're making me worried. Right. I turn red and take my seat. I resent the textbook for having such a difficult passage in it. And... I think we're done for now. Alright, as lunch approaches, we're going to wrap this one up for tonight. And we'll see you back here for more discipline.